the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The United States confirmed over 55,000 new coronavirus cases on Thursday, hitting another single-day record. More than 10,000 of those cases were in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis is in denial and is reluctant to take any definitive measures. In Texas, though, Governor Greg Abbott, who just a few weeks ago prohibited mayors throughout the state from making mandatory mask orders, has changed course, now issuing a statewide order requiring people in counties with more than 20 diagnosed cases to wear face coverings inside businesses or other buildings open to the public or in outdoor public space where social distancing is impossible. COVID cases are now on the rise in 40 states. Many of them have now rolled back reopening plans. Well, Donald Trump begins his three-day Independence Day weekend at Mount Rushmore, where 7,500 people are expected to attend a fireworks display on Friday night. Republican Governor Kristi Noem, a Trump ally, said masks will be optional and social distancing won't be required at the event. That prompted objections from local officials, including the Republican mayor of nearby Rapid City. Leaders of several Native American tribes in the region also warned the event could result in a coronavirus spike among their members. You think? Harold Frazier, chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, said, "The president is putting our tribal members at risk to stage a photo op at one of our most sacred sites." Authorities are watching trends around Tulsa, Oklahoma, following Trump's June 20th rally there. And there are some troubling signs. For instance, former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is in the hospital. Cain learned Monday that he had tested positive for COVID-19 and was admitted on Wednesday. Yes, he attended Trump's rally in Tulsa. Now, the Trump campaign announced hours before the event that six staff members on the advance team had tested positive for the coronavirus. And after the rally, two members of the Secret Service who attended also tested positive. Cain said in a video on his website that he had worn a mask at the event when in groups of people, but he posted photos on social media showing him without a mask, surrounded by a lot of other unmasked people. The Supreme Court on Thursday agreed to hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court ruling that said Congress should have access to secret grand jury materials from then Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. So, the Supreme Court will take up the case in its next term that starts in October, which means that Democrats won't get to see the secret grand jury testimony before the November presidential election. An appeals court previously sided with Democrats and said that lawmakers should be given access to the materials because Mueller's probe stopped short of coming to a conclusion about whether the president tried to obstruct justice. The DOJ says the House hasn't indicated that it, quote, urgently needs these materials for any ongoing impeachment investigation. Maybe it's time to start a new one. As for the remaining eight Supreme Court decisions still to be announced, the court said they would begin releasing the next batch Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. The U.S. Senate unanimously approved a final version of the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, a bill that would punish China for moves that lawmakers fear will crush democratic freedoms in Hong Kong. The legislation would impose sanctions on businesses and individuals that help China restrict freedom in the autonomous city. Beijing put its new national security law into effect in Hong Kong this week, and it's already resulted in arrests and widespread unrest. Well, you know the old adage, money talks? Well, as monuments to Confederate traitors continue to fall and the outrage over such tributes are being reconsidered, new pressure from investors has prompted FedEx to ask the Washington NFL franchise, still inexplicably known as the Redskins, to change its name. FedEx paid $205 million for the naming rights to Washington Stadium in 1999, so the team plays on FedEx Field. Adweek reported Wednesday that a group of 87 investment firms had written three letters to Nike, FedEx, and PepsiCo, asking the companies to sever their business ties with the Washington team unless they dropped the current moniker. By the way, Frederick Smith is the founder of FedEx and the company's CEO, and he's also a member of the team's ownership group. Yes, money talks. And finally, the FBI on Thursday arrested Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime confidant of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, on allegations that she helped her then-boyfriend recruit underage girls who were subjected to sexual abuse. A grand jury indictment unsealed Thursday charges Maxwell on 6 counts, including enticement and conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, transportation and conspiracy to transport minors with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and 2 counts of perjury. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.